Credentials. A remaining objection could raise the question of my credentials for writing such a book. This is a good point, for it is true that my formal training has been in engineering and applied mathematics and not history. It is not unprecedented for investigators to make contributions in fields apparently remote from their specialties, but I will concede that the point should not be waved aside lightly. Normally, we expect developments in historical investigation to come from historians, just as developments in engineering come from engineers. Exceptions to this rule can be admitted, but some justification for the exception should be expected. My justification is the obvious one: default on the part of regular professional historians. No such person has come forward with a critical study of the question, or with any work actually arguing any particular side of the extermination question and presenting the evidence, which supports the thesis. The closest thing to such a work is the book by Reitlinger, who is at least willing to take explicit note of some of the anomalies that develop in presenting the story of the Holocaust, but Reitlinger is not a historian but an artist and art collector. He has written several books, the most significant being his three-volume study of the history of dealings and objects of art, The Economics of Taste. After Reitlinger, Hilberg manages a tiny bit of a critical attitude, but Hilberg is a professor of political science at the University of Vermont, and his doctorate is in public law and government. The books by Reitlinger and Hilberg recognize, to a very inadequate but nevertheless perceptible degree, a responsibility to convince the skeptic. The other extermination mythologists do not make any effort whatever to show that the exterminations happened. They just assume we all know it happened, and then they take it from there. This is the case with the remaining three of the five leading extermination mythologists, Nora Levin, Leon Polyakov, and Lucy S. Davidovich. Levin was a research librarian while writing her book, and now teaches history at Graz College, a small Jewish school in Philadelphia. Polyakov is research director of the Centre de Documentation Juive Contemporaine in Paris, and thus a professional Jewish propagandist. Davidovich is the only regular professional historian in the group, and occupies the Leah Lewis Chair in Holocaust Studies at the Yeshiva University in New York. All five of the leading extermination mythologists are Jews. In books and articles on subjects that are other than, but touch on, the Holocaust, professional historians invariably give some sort of endorsement to the lie, but the extent to which contrary hints are found in their writings is considerable. No professional historian had published a book arguing and presenting evidence either for or against the reality of the exterminations. The motivations are obvious. No established historian had been willing to damage his reputation by writing a scholarly sounding work supporting the extermination allegations, solemnly referencing documents and testimonies produced at illegal trials held under hysterical conditions, and seriously setting forth, without apology, obvious idiotic nonsense such as the alleged dual role of the Tsiklon. At least, no inducement to produce such a work seems to have come along. On the other hand, the pressure of intellectual conformity, to put it mildly, in academia has evidently terrorized historians into silence in the opposite regard. This being the case, it is both justified and expected that works such as the present one be produced by engineers and whatever,